Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you for tuning in to another episode of Paranormal Horizons with your hosts, Jason Ophir and psychic medium Sherry. The show is about to begin. Well, good evening, everyone. And once again, thanks for taking the time to listen to another episode of Paranormal Horizons. I'm Jason Ophir, joined with the beautiful and talented Sherry. Now, Sherry, I know you got a great guest lined up tonight, and I'll bring him in 1 second, and I'll let you introduce him. But I came across a story that I wanted to mention. Tonight we're going to be steering away from the paranormal, but I do have one paranormal little thing. Sherry, did you hear about this these girls that went to the hospital because they were playing a Ouija board? I think it was Columbia or something like that.
Mm-mm. No, I don't listen to that.
Did you hear that?
No. No, I didn't know.
Yeah, so check this out. 30 girls were reportedly hospitalized after they played with a Ouija board at their school in Columbia.
They were what? They were, again, what did you say?
They were hospitalized. Hospitalized?
Oh, okay.
28 children were taken to a local hospital after fainting and showing signs of anxiety and other symptoms while playing with the spirit board at their school. Now, people are saying that this is probably just, you know, maybe mass hysteria or anxiety. I just thought it was interesting. It came across my came across me this week, and I just thought I would mention it because, you know, 28 people are – that's a lot of people to be hospitalized for playing with the Ouija board. I'm not a big fan of the Ouija board, as many people know. But hey, I just wanted to mention that. Looks like our guest is called in. Bring him in 1 second. Do you want to do a little introduction on who our guest is tonight?
Yes, and do a really quick introduction. He can introduce himself for people who have not heard of him. This will be his second time. I interviewed him a couple of years ago. He was on Facebook. We did a big live show. I think it was like a, I think it was 2 hours. We had him sing and had a, you know, big extensive interview, lots and lots of, at that time, I don't remember what the numbers were, but lots of feedback. I mean, there was a lot of likes and everything. So it's been 2 years since I've had him on, or I actually interviewed him. Now he tried out for the American Idol, and I guess he hit it big. The judges were very touched by his music that he sang, and just within 24 hours, he had over 300,000. Just within 24 hours, he had over 300,000, and I haven't even counted in the last week or 2 weeks, but that was only within 24 hours of his debut on American Idol. So he's been mentioned on many platforms. A lot of people are talking about him. Very sweet, humble guy. Just a really comes from a really nice family. And I want to welcome Ian Tongi.
All right.
Hi, Ian.
Well, what's up, guys? How are you guys doing?
Good.
How are you?
Very good.
I'm good. I'm good.
And how are
Thanks
you?
Thanks for coming on.
We spoke. We had to postpone you a couple of weeks ago. You were pretty sick, and we did a couple of Chinese medicine treatments on you. Are you feeling better?
Yeah. I'm feeling way better.
Yeah,
still a little bit. My voice is because I have tea. Because I don't know, I haven't really had tea around, so just been drinking hot water.
Yeah. Oh, my suggestion. But anyway, yes, I'm so glad you're feeling a lot better. I think it's probably just the fatigue and you've been singing a lot. So, you know, just between that and you going to school and everything. Hey, Ian, for the listeners who don't know you or haven't heard about you, would you just quickly introduce yourself?
Hi, guys. My name is Ian. I am born and raised in Kahuku, Hawaii, and I recently moved over here to Seattle about 2 years ago, and because we were priced out of paradise, everything's expensive in Hawaii, and to move to a cheaper place. And I auditioned for American Idol, and I'm happy to say that I made it to Hollywood. And you guys make sure to check it out. Yeah.
So when are you going to be going to Hollywood?
In 2 weeks. In next week or the week after that. But I'm not really sure, to be honest. It's one of those weeks. They tell us last minute.
That sounds super, super exciting, man. I saw the audition, and it was pretty amazing. You had those judges all in tears, and it was just – I wish I could sing. Unfortunately, I can't. I don't have that gift. But, yeah, it was really amazing to watch. Anybody should try and check that out.
Hey, thanks, man.
Let the listeners know if anybody wants to call in. They can call in. If they have any questions for Ian or have any questions for us, they can call in at 1-215-383-3999. Again, they can call in live on air, 1-215-38999.
Absolutely. So I wanted to ask you, what's the whole – now, when American Idol first came out, I watched it quite a lot, but I haven't watched it in recent years. And I was curious what that experience is like. Is there just hundreds of people there, and are you there, like, all day waiting for hours? And, like, how do they choose who goes in front of the judges? I was just wondering what your experience was like.
So when you first audition for the judge at first – you have to go through a couple rounds of Zoom before you can actually go audition. And so they weed out people. And they told us, like, in the beginning, there was, like, over 200,000 online. And, maybe 200 to Hollywood. I'm not sure. But, so when I auditioned, it was so crazy. It was like it felt like I was there. Like, you know, I don't know how to really explain it, but it felt like it was a dream almost. Like, I don't know. It was so nervous. I was so nervous. My feet, I couldn't feel my feet. It was a cool thing to experience.
I can tell you were nervous when I saw that, when you were kind of, you know, moving your feet. I could tell with your feet, you were just, you know, trying to calm yourself down.
Yeah, I don't know.
I know I would be nervous. I think everybody's nervous. If you're not nervous, then there's something wrong with you.
So, Ian, was there an audience, or did you play just in front of the judges? Was there an audience behind them that they didn't say anything, or how was that?
No, just the judges, just in the crew, the camera crew.
So, yes, it's crazy. I remember saying this. I don't know if you remember, but when we interviewed you a couple years ago, I said that you were going to be going places, and here you are 2 years later. You've been in the Polynesian Fest, asked to perform in front of a lot of people, the Polynesian Festival, and now you're on American Idol. I see that things are really just going to open wide for you. It's amazing. You have just an amazing talent. It's really different. You're finding your own niche. You're just not a – you're just not a Polynesian artist. You have your own way of singing. So you're developing your own niche and your own style, which is going to be separating you from a lot of the people that are in the industry in what you do.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. So anyway, go ahead, Jason.
I'm going to have to figure out a way to watch American Idol now. I don't have cable TV. I need to see if I can stream it, because now obviously I got to watch it.
Oh, you can stream it on Hulu.
I'm going to have to buy Hulu then. That'll work. I can do that.
Go on YouTube. YouTube, you can stream him on YouTube. Go on, type
in. Is it live? Facebook Live. Yeah, I'll figure it out. I had Hulu, I got rid of it, but if I gotta get Hulu again, I'm definitely gonna be following this closely. And man, I hope you go all the way. I mean, I'm sure you deserve it, and certainly talented. So I will be keeping my fingers crossed for you.
Thank you, man.
So I know you write music, Ian. How long till your next song that you're writing will be ready? Or are you planning on writing a song right now?
I write many songs. I write a lot of songs, but I just feel like none of them are really ready. I just got to wait for a good time, until I get into the studio, you know, get it done. And, I want to do it right and the right time, the right space, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I have a lot to record, so, yeah, I have to have time.
So what was the new release that I heard? It was beautiful. Was that Trust Me? Is that the one that you just released on iTunes?
Oh, yeah. I didn't like it, but I really didn't like that song. I mean, it was good, but I felt like I should just release it so I should get it out there and just so it's like it's my song, you know what I mean? So it was recorded last year, so I felt like I need to just release it, and then I can make a better version, you know, later on.
I thought it was beautiful.
Yeah, I wrote that song for my father.
You wrote that song again? What did you say?
I wrote that song for my dad.
Oh, your dad. Jason, you have to listen to it. It's pretty.
Yeah, when you had his kidney
failure. I definitely will. I want to say that I'm just learning some factoids I didn't know about your audition. The thing I'm looking at basically says it was the most viewed of the 2023 season with 100 million views across social media. That's astonishing.
Oh, yeah. That's crazy for me.
Yeah. What do you think about that, Sherry? That's great.
I'm proud of him. From where he was coming and I first met him, like I said, 2 years ago, he's come pretty far. And I know he's going to be he's going to really impact people in a very, not just, you know, with his music, but just in a personal way with his experiences and what he's learning. A good thing, you are so young. You have a big, bright future in front of you. And just keep going. Stay humble. Stay within your roots and just flourish. I think you're on to the right path. Absolutely, Ian.
Thank you, Sherry. I just wanted to add I didn't really want to sing that song for my audition, but I'm glad I did because a lot of people has reached out to me and tell me like that they have struggled, you know, with their father as well, and they lost their parent or they had a bad relationship with their father, and it's so cool to to talk to those people and to help them heal, and I just love it, man.
That's awesome. Now, to those listeners that haven't had a chance to listen to the song, what is it called?
Monsters by James Blunt.
Okay. That's beautiful. And it's so nice that you did your co-cover for the song, and you gave credit to the person that originally wrote it and sang it.
Yeah, man, I love that guy. James Blunt's a legend. Love that guy.
I love that James song. Blunt. Yeah, he's great. He's amazing.
And it's great the way he wrote that. The reason why he wrote that song really relates to me, because he wrote that song for his father. His father had a kidney failure, and doesn't have long to live. And when I heard that song, my dad was in the hospital because he had kidney failure, and I didn't
wow.
even know that's what it was for. Then I just felt a connection, and my uncle told me later what it was about, and I was just crying, man. And that's
wow.
when I learned it. I luckily had a chance to sing it to my dad before he went, so it was.
I unfortunately did not. My father died in December, and you mentioned, you know, I mean, some people don't have great relationships. I did not have a great relationship, but it's great that you can turn it into a beautifully positive thing, you know.
Yeah, man.
So, what is your next interview, Ian? For your fans following you, what's your next interview?
I'm not sure.
I know you weren't seeing it. Go ahead.
Interview is what?
So what are your goals for the future?
Huh? What was that?
What are your goals for your future?
Oh, my goals for the future is to hear my music, grow my talent, and to go to concerts. I love concerts, and perform for people. And that's something American Idol is doing for me, is I'm going out and performing what I love. And that's what I just love it.
Now, the Hollywood auditions, that's in like a big auditorium, right? So that you'll be in front of hundreds of people, if I remember correctly. Isn't that more like a public thing?
I'm not sure. Maybe I think so, but a song. Sorry, I can't really talk about that.
Okay.
No, he's not. Yeah. Top secret.
Okay. So sorry. Yeah.
No. Yeah. That's understandable. You definitely don't want to let the cat out of the bag.
Well, I think you're going to do really well.
I'm looking at some facts about you. And one of the things I'm seeing here is it says that you protect your vocals by wearing a scarf around your neck. Is that accurate?
Yeah, just recently I just started doing that. Because,
oh, right on.
And at my auditions, I just started wearing a scarf because I always lose my voice. And it's I just need to keep warm. Even though I still wear shorts and slippers, but, you know, I got to keep the throat warm.
Yeah, yeah. I imagine it's hard on the throat.
Oh, yeah.
Especially when you're singing a lot.
What's that, Sherry?
I said, especially when you're singing a lot, one tune after another. It's a lot of energy, whether you know, you're singing or talking, that's all energy. And sometimes it can really drain you. And I think that's a really good idea, putting a scarf. It's kind of in the way of Chinese medicine. It's saving your throat from, you know, any cold or any type of temperature changes and things like that in a Chinese medicine perspective. Good job. Warm water. Excellent. Yeah. So especially when that's what he uses all the time, you know, to get out there. So what are the days, Ian, can you share, what are the days leading up to the audition? What did you do? Did you go down there early or a little bit experience, or did you just fly in, you know, the day before and just, you know, what did you do? How was the days leading to the audition?
Yeah, the American Idol, they paid for my ticket to New Orleans and they paid for my hotel. And I went a day before the auditions, and yeah, it was a really cool experience.
I bet you were nervous.
Oh yeah, I was nervous. Really nervous. And I got a lot of new singers and a lot of different styles of singers. You know, it's cool.
That's
I would have had a panic attack. I would have froze up and been like, that's intense, man. I mean, to get up in front of, you know, those people, that trio of people, that's that takes a lot of courage to be able to do that. And it's not, you know, it looked like you knocked it out of the park. And I couldn't do it. I mean, I can't sing, but even if I could sing, I don't know. I would probably have a panic attack. Or forget my lines. I'm sure that happens a lot.
Yeah, and the worst part, Katy Perry is just staring at you, man. In my audition, she was staring at me, and I was, like, trying not to look, so I was closing my eyes because I know I was going to get nervous.
Now, is it the same? I haven't watched American Idol in years. Let's see, it's Simon Cowell, Paula Abdul, and is that the same people that are judging that?
No, it's Lionel Richie, Katy Perry, and Luke Bryan.
See, that's how long that I'm out of touch with that show.
I like Luke Bryan's music. I like country.
I love country music, dude.
That's great. Wow, that's awesome. Hey, Ian, share some funny stories about your life. Is there anything that I want to go off the beaten path? Because I'm sure that a lot of these questions you're asked over and over when you're interviewed, same old questions, but I want to kind of go off the beaten path and see what you want to share with your audiences. But yes, do you have any share any funny stories or experiences about your life or being a musician and a songwriter? You want to share anything that comes to mind?
I had a lot of you know, musicians around me growing up. One of my good friends, couple of my good friends, one of the guys is CJ, and another girl, her name is Jane, another guy, Taulangi, and Boom Boom, and we were called, and Ty, yeah, Ty Samo, yeah, we were called the Fat Boy Crew, that's what we called ourselves, and yeah, we'd walk around and just jam out, like grab the guitar, and we'd start singing and just harmonizing, you know, just walking from place to place, just getting out at some random houses, start singing, and then, yeah, go to the park and eat some food, because, you know what I mean?
Was that in Hawaii?
Yeah, this, growing up in Hawaii. Yeah, we used to go, and there's this place by this, like, where I used to work. They sell garlic shrimp. I don't know if you know what that is. It's
Oh, yeah.
And but they put the sauce from the garlic shrimp on rice, two scoops of rice, and it's $1. You should go there and just get the garlic rice. Man, it was so good. Because we were so poor. Like, we had no money. So, like, all of us were, like, someone would bring $5, someone would bring another dollar, you know. Oh, we go get garlic fried rice. We'll get some garlic fried rice. And,
yummy. Ooh, that's good.
Everything with the garlic is amazing. I can put garlic on anything. I love garlic. And it's supposedly healthy, too.
Yeah. I mean, probably the garlic is healthy, but it tastes damn good.
Oh, yummy. So what
makes me want garlic rice.
What inspired you to start playing music?
What was that?
What inspired you to start playing music?
My father, my dad, he started. So I learned the ukulele when I was young, and I remember I was fifth grade when I learned the ukulele. My fifth grade teacher, Alison Faliolo, she taught me, and I hated it at first. I'm not gonna lie. And one of my brother's friends, left his ukulele at the house. And I was telling my dad, hey, Dad, and my whole family, I remember we sat down at family home evening, and I was like, hey, Dad, you know, I know how to play the ukulele. Then my family started laughing at me. No, you can't. Stop lying, you know what I mean? And then I grabbed my brother's friend ukulele, started playing it, but it was out of tune, and it sounded like suck, and then they all cracked up. I remember I was just, like, crying. They're like, okay, sorry, you, I'm sorry. You were just joking. And I was just like, no, leave me alone. And then my dad tuned it up, and he said, okay, now it's tuned. You try to play it. And when I played it, they were surprised. Like, it was so funny to see their faces. They're like, you can actually play. And my dad, from then, he pushed me. Ever since then, he kept pushing me to do music and music. I mean, he's always been pushing us and things that we love, but from then, man, that's when – I guess that's when he saw potential. Because he wanted to play guitar, but he couldn't. And when he found out I could, then, yeah, he wanted to support me, so, yeah.
Yeah, you said, yeah, to be there supporting you and being your mentor.
Yeah.
Do you follow a process or ritual before a performance to get rid of your nerves or anxiety?
Before I go on the show, I just, you know, especially now that my dad's gone, I either, say a prayer or I grab my guitar and sing one of these Tongan songs that me and I used to always sing. And, man, it was so soothing. It's called Te Uhiki Hole'o. And I just can hear him when I sing that song. I can just hears harmonies, and I just love it. That's what keeps
me
calm.
Oh, that's amazing.
Now, Sherry, we do have another caller from an 808 number. Do you want to bring him on?
Bring him on. Yes, bring him on.
All right. Caller, you're live on Paranormal Horizons. Who's this? Are you there? Maybe they're just put them back on hold. Maybe they're just listening. Never mind. Carry on. a lot of times people just call in to listen.
Carry on. They're not low. I don't want to be live on air among so many people listening. I remember my first. I'll never forget my first time on radio. I was so nervous, Jason. I was just like, I kept on, you know, the nervousness. Oh, now it's so natural after, what, 7.5 years on radio? It's natural.
Time flies.
I know. Hey,
and you never
Ian,
know what you're going to get.
Hey, Ian, what type of musician would you like to collaborate in the future? Are you having anybody that you're thinking, oh, man, I would love to go and join him, or collaborate in a song or work together. Have you thought about that?
I love all music. Oh, really, anyone, like anyone I'd love to sing with. Because I'm doing this song with one of my country friends from American Idol. His name is John Wayne. And I recorded a song with him in the studio, and I'm waiting for that to come out and waiting to perfect that, and I'm excited for it, so yeah.
So he's a country singer? This guy named John Wayne? What a name, John Wayne. Like his actor,
yeah,
John
no, what
Wayne.
A name.
Oh, yeah. He's part of American Idol. He's one of the contestants.
Oh, okay. So are you going to be singing a duet? Is that what you're doing?
Yeah, we're going to be doing a duet, just recorded. We made a song together, but it's not out yet, but I'm excited to announce it, you know what I mean? So that's cool.
Wow, I'd like to listen to that when that comes out. Go and text me and let me know when that comes out for sure or something, you know, to share that.
Sherry.
Yeah.
My voice is kind of gone, but can I perform the Tauhiki for you guys?
Oh, that would be amazing. Absolutely. Yes, please.
Okay, this is a song I always play before I go and when I'm nervous. And this, I just either sit in my head or I just go in a little quiet, like, corner and just sing it.
Okay.
It's a tongue song. Can you guys hear good?
Yeah.
Wow.
Very nice.
Pretty. I don't know. The audio was kind of fading in now. Did you notice that, Jason? It wasn't right there.
It was cutting a little bit.
Yeah, I can hear it kind of fading. Ian, is it your line or ours? It just feels like, sounds like sometimes that you're kind of fading in and out.
Oh, maybe it's mine. Sorry.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I can hear you, but it seems like you were a little bit distant and you were kind of, you know, a little bit kind of, you know, there, and then you can kind of fading out and everything. So just a little bit, but it's beautiful. Really pretty. Really, really pretty.
Thank you. Oh, I said maybe my internet was bad. My bad. But thank you so
yeah.
much.
Yeah. It's I don't know what happened. Oh, my goodness. Yeah, it's really a beautiful song. Beautiful. Beautiful.
It still sounded, I mean, it was a little fadey, but it sounded, I mean, it sounded good on my end.
Did it sound pretty good? Mine is just, you know, I have full bars here on my side. Just want to check my internet. Yes, my internet's okay. I don't want to hang up or anything.
Yeah.
I can I can hear.
Thank you for doing that. That was awesome.
I thank you, man.
That's pretty. That's a really pretty song. Wow.
Thank you.
And you have an advantage. You can sing either your native language, which is Tongan, right? Or you can sing in American. Isn't that great? That's to be able to go back and forth. That's amazing.
Yeah, I only speak English, but I sing. I know how to sing. I know how to do a lot of different languages: Tongan, Samoan, Fijian, Tahitian, Spanish. Like it just depends on. I don't know. I just love all types of music. That's why when you said, who would you like to perform with? I said anyone because I love all types of music.
That's awesome. Wow. That's great. Well, I, you know, it's interesting because the show, we have all kinds that we can go from, you know, talking about what you do from anything from, you know, self-help to spiritual or anything like that. But being what we've, you know, this show is about different paranormal experiences or just sharing things. I got to put it out there, Ayim. I've got to ask you this question. Have you ever experienced a paranormal experience, meaning like, you know, felt like your dad's been around haunted places, those kind of things, being that we are a paranormal show? So have you personally had those experiences or felt anything different or anything?
Yeah, it's crazy because before my dad passed away in the hospital, he called my mom and he told my mom that that people are coming to visit him. But this is, remind you, this is during COVID. And he was saying that people were coming to visit him, that his family was coming to visit him. And she was telling, she called the doctor, my mom called the doctor after and said, maybe my dad's brain, like, can you do a brain scan? And then the doctor called my mom after and said, is your husband okay? Because he's saying that he's talking to dead people. Like, and I was just, and it's before he passed away, and I was just, like, tripping out. Like, he was naming people, but they passed away already.
So was he, like, experiencing, like, he was having a communication with them? I mean, he was, you know, kind of half in and half out of it, but he was actually visiting. He was, like, he was having visitations of people that have crossed over, and he was talking
yeah.
to them. Okay.
You know, because you know the veil is thin. You know what I mean. So because he was close to dying, so I believe that you know he was talking to people because he told my mom that stuff came to visit me and all these people. And then my mom asked my auntie who these people were, and then my auntie told my mom that they passed away, that they've been passed away. And
wow.
I think that's just a really cool experience to, you know, witness.
And
you know,
go ahead, Jason. I'm sorry.
We're all remote, so there's a delay between people talking, so I apologize if there's some overlap. But I was going to say I was watching some stuff on social media regarding a nurse who works in, palliative care, end-of-life care, and she was saying that's super common, you know, when somebody's on the verge of death, they start doing stuff with their arms and talking to people that have been deceased, and super interesting.
Yeah, it's cool. I don't know. It's not scary to me. I think it's beautiful. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't give me, like, chills, like, my dad was talking to them. No, I think it's beautiful. It's a beautiful thing, you know.
Good to know that you believe in that, because they do. Our loved ones are never gone. They're gone physically, but their soul, their spirits are with us in times need or anything. We need them. We think about them. They're there. Your dad was there when you auditioned.
It's really cool. And not only that, when they surgery on him, he said that he went to a place and it was so beautiful. It was like the most beautiful place he ever been. And he wanted to go back so badly. And I don't know, just to me, that's just, you know, proof that there's life after death, and it's beautiful.
Wow. So can I be a little bit more? Did he flatline? Did his heart stop? And then they brought him back to life. Is that what happened?
Yeah. We don't know about the surgery, but the surgery. Just according to him, he said that he was out, like he was watching himself like being worked on. That's what he was saying. He told my mom that he saw himself, and he was trying to talk to the doctors, but they couldn't hear him, and that he went, and after that he went to a beautiful place, and he wanted to go back so badly. Which he's talking about an out of body experience, and it's just, I don't know, it's just really cool. 2 days before he died, it's weird because I wouldn't believe it if my mom never told me before he passed away. Because my mom told me, 2 days before he passed away, and I was just tripping up.
Wow, what do you think of that, Jason?
Well, you know, there's the scientists out there that say that it's out-of-body experience is just firing of the brain cells or whatever. I actually believe in it. I don't think there's absolutely nothing after death. And I think people are experiencing these things. That there was a neurosurgeon relatively recently that did not believe in the afterlife. And then he had one, and he had an out-of-body experience. And now he goes around and saying that it's real. Will we ever be able to prove with that certainty that it's real? Who knows? But I believe in it, you know. There's got to be something after life. Energy doesn't die, and essentially we're all energy. So, if you see your loved ones, I believe it, totally.
Yeah, I don't know. That happening to me, I can't deny it, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
You know, that happened to my dad. He said that he was watching as they were doing the surgery on him, and that he was seeing everything that was happening, and he told my mom that. But the way he's like, I don't know, the way he was like, it's like he was confused, but at the same time, it's crazy because you can't deny it if he said it and it's happening right in front of you. You can't deny it.
Exactly. Yeah, near death experiences is always the reason why we come back. Sometimes you're ready to. You know, if your contract is over, it's time for you to cross over. But apparently your dad, if it happened a couple of days before, prior to his death, he had a couple of things that he needed to do, some closure perhaps before, you know, it was time to call him home.
Yeah. Honestly, some people, it may be scary, but to me it's just, it makes me happy. It gives me peace to know that my dad's happy. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Because like he said that he was in a beautiful place and he was so happy and he wanted to go back. And I don't know. To me, it's peace. You know what I mean? It gives me peace. And sometimes I forget about it, but I don't know. Just certain moments just remind me.
That's awesome. Do you feel his presence, Ian, sometimes? I'm not just singing, but just when you think about him, or just, you know, the things like around the house that you may, things that you might remind you of him, do you feel that he might be around?
Yeah, always. I feel like he's always around, you know. And he's around, it's like he's around, like, when you need him most, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
It's weird. I just, it's hard for me. Like, I can't deny it because I've been through it. I feel him, you know what I mean?
And he's such a kind and gentle soul. It looks like he would take the shirt off his back to help anybody that needed help.
He's a tough guy, but he's like that. If someone that needs help really needs help, he would do that. He would take the shirt off his back, yeah.
Exactly. Oh, my goodness. Has your family has experienced anything weird or paranormal or anything since his passing?
Yeah, my sister recently had a baby, and she told my mom that she was having trouble with the baby, and the baby just kept crying all the time, crying. But she said that night that she was just frustrated because my niece couldn't stop crying, and then she said that she stopped and looked in the corner of the room and just started laughing and like giggling like someone was playing with her. And then next thing you know, she was sleeping.
Well, there's your evidence. Children are very open to the other side. That's amazing. Jason, you heard that story, right? Isn't that amazing?
Yeah. I do believe in the paranormal, obviously. I've been doing this podcast for like 500 episodes. But, you know, Sherry, I'm a little skeptical of everything. But the one thing I'm not going to throw any skepticism is on out-of-body experiences and the afterlife. Because I know in my heart that there's something. We don't just die and nothing. We're here for a purpose, you know, and that's just how I feel about the afterlife. And what that afterlife is, I don't know, but I do believe it's there. I did have an out-of-body experience. It wasn't related to illness or death, but I did have an astral projection experience many, many years ago where I was floating above my body, and it sure seemed real. I don't think it was a dream, so I believe in that sort of stuff.
That's awesome. Wow. Hey, Ian, what do you like to do other than music? Is there any other hobbies you do other than music, and can you share with the audience?
I'm a big movie guy. I love movies. Because my dad was a movie guy, you know. Every time a movie comes out, we go out, like, every Friday and go watch a movie. But also, I just love art. I love drawing. You know, I love, I love to, I don't have to really think about it. I love to spend time with my family. I love to irritate my family.
Irritate. The word.
Yeah, I love to FaceTime them when they're busy. No, that's cool.
Well, you get me on FaceTime. I'm a multitasker. I can't just sit there and just talk to somebody off. Quite often, I've got a little bit of ADHD. I'm just kind of like distracted. I like to do a few things while we're talking.
What are some of your favorite movies?
My favorite movie, like, it always changes, but my favorite movie right now is Braveheart.
Oh, that's my favorite movie too, actually. That's my all-time favorite. Yeah, yeah.
I've never seen the movie.
Oh, you're missing out.
You should watch it. Well, I'm telling you, it was one of the best movies. I'm not even kidding.
I mean, what is it about? William Wallace, and what is it, Scotland, and he's fighting the English, and yeah, it's just one of those. It's epic.
It's just one of these long epic movies
that you have to see. I'm shocked that you haven't seen it.
Yeah, there was a second one. Did you see?
I didn't see a second one. No.
It came out on Netflix. It's called Outlaw King.
Oh, I'll have to check that out.
Yeah, it's a really good one, but you know, obviously, it's not as good as Braveheart, but it's really good. It's a really good movie too. It's called Outlaw King. You check it out on Netflix.
Outlaw King. Yeah, I'll definitely check that out. But Sherry, you got to see Braveheart, even if you don't watch movies. That's like on the top 10 list of movies that every human on this planet needs to watch. Got to see Braveheart.
Yeah, of course, for sure.
Is it more drama? What genre is that?
No, it's not a document. It's based off a true story.
Oh. Oh, okay.
What do you call that? Watch it, Sherry. It's a good
nonfiction, right?
It was William Wallace, who's Scottish? I could be wrong. I believe he was Scottish, and he's fighting the King of England, and you know, it's back. I don't know what year, the 16th, 15th century, or whatever. And it, you know, there's a lot of violence, a lot of gore, but the story's astonishing. Mel Gibson, who plays the main actor, his acting is amazing, and I don't get very emotional with movies, but at the end of the movie, I mean, it makes you tear up, you know.
Yeah, I'm not gonna lie. Like, I heard the ending before, like, freedom, and like everyone makes a joke about it, and I thought it was funny, but when I watched it, man, I was crying.
Yeah, it's a tearjerker. I'll tell you another good movie, Sherry, that you should watch. Gladiator. That's another one.
Ooh.
Yeah.
One of my all-time favorite too.
Yep,
wow.
Epic.
I never saw that one either. No, I have never seen that one either.
It's a good one, Sherry. Check it out.
See, I'm behind the times. Oh, my God.
You're definitely missing out.
I'm missing out
those.
All across the board there.
you got to be able to take four.
Say that again?
Sherry, you probably don't have time. Too busy, yeah?
Yeah. Oh.
It's just 3 hours, Sherry. You can find 3 hours to watch Braveheart.
Just 3 hours. That's all. It's just 3 hours. Is it really that long? That's a long movie.
It's long, but it's worth it.
Wow. I'll have to do that. I'll listen to Braveheart. I promise. And I can share that. Okay, Eam. Once I do that, I'll go and text you. Say, okay, I'll watch this.
Yeah.
Pretty good.
Braveheart. One of my favorite movies.
Okay, I'm actually writing it down as we're speaking. Yes, it's so do you have any stories to share with about your dad that may not be involved in music?
Yeah, my dad is it's a tough guy. He's he's just growing up. He never really, I always had a relationship with him. He's a good father, but I wasn't, I was always way closer with my mother, with my mom, you know, and not till later, I was struggling with like anxiety and stuff just 2 years ago. Yeah. Yeah. When my dad got sick, he was always at home, and I was telling him about my anxiety, and he was like telling me that he felt the same. Like, he always feels like that, and he just gotta, you know, because he has a manly, like, like every time I think of my dad, he has that manly mentality. You know what I mean? Like mm-hmm. he told me that he felt like that before I even know that it was I didn't know that it was anxiety, but I told him how I was feeling, and he said, "You know, son, make sure you don't go to sleep." He said, I was telling him, "Dad, I feel so weird. Something's going on." And he's like, "Son, don't go to sleep." And he was laughing so loud. And, like, I don't know. That's how my dad was. He just tells jokes to, like, make you feel better. But I'll tell you, I was crying. I told my dad, "I feel weird. Like, something's going on." Like, and he said, that's what he said to me, is, "Don't go to sleep." And he just was laughing at me. And it was funny because it made me feel better. You know what I mean?
Yeah, he just lightens the mood.
I just love that about him.
So are you going to have your whole family going to Hollywood, or are you just going to fly down yourself with your uncle?
I think I'm just going to go with my mom, you know, just because my mom my mom can put up with me, so. Yeah.
Are you difficult?
More kind. More kind of irritating, huh?
Oh, that's okay.
I think all of us boys irritate our mothers. It's like a thing.
Yeah, and also being the youngest is worse. Because,
You're the baby.
Yeah, I'm the baby.
You're the baby. Oh, my gosh. That's great. Well, I see a very, very bright future, honestly. It's amazing in how you've developed in the last couple of years, and I'm so proud of you, and I just really it just warms my heart to see you flourish and coming into your power to be able to do that thing that you are actually passionate in, what you're meant to do. This is not only your passion, but this is where you're going to be making a big impact to a lot of people, especially not just your stories, but also helping other people with, you know, like you said, with the stories behind the monsters, or, you know, having anxiety. You're going to be a big influence in not just the music industry, but just in people in general.
All right. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome.
Looks like we got a couple minutes left. So if people want to, I don't know if you want people contacting you, but where can they learn more about you and your social media? If maybe they want to follow you, where can they hook up with you if you want that information out there?
My Instagram, all accounts is W Tungy with all lowercase letters.
Very cool. Well, Sherry, do you have anything else? Looks like we're just about out of time.
Wanted to bring EM to the forefront on Paranormal Horizons. We've had quite a few people that have been out in the industry and the media and TV, and I just wanted to have EM out there and just share him with all the people out there listening, and hopefully it'll help them too. But in the meantime, I'm going to just, plug myself in really quickly. If anybody want to get a hold of me, I'm in Chinese medicine. I've been at it for 24 years. We'll be starting August 1st. So if you want to have any, I'm a medical medium in medical Qigong therapy. So if anybody would like to get a hold of me, they can get a hold of me on Psychic Medium Sherry, Cheri, on Facebook, or www.psychicmediumsherry.com. I'm also a psychic and a medium, natural born. No certifications, nothing. Just naturally, comes natural with me. So I love what I do. If anybody would like to get a hold of me, get a hold of me on Facebook or get a hold of me on my website.
And I am none of those things. I have no psychic talents whatsoever. unfortunately. But, Ian, I want to thank you so much for taking the time to come on tonight, an hour out of your day. It's fantastic. And then I also think great things are going to be coming your way. And now I've got to learn how to watch American Idol, so I got to figure that out. But thank you again for coming on the show tonight.
You're welcome, man. Thank you for having me, man.
Awesome. Sure, go watch Braveheart. Yeah, take care, man.
I will.
Appreciate it.
Yeah, so you guys take care, man.
I'll let
you
guys
too.
Know. Thank you, Ian. Thank you.
Bye. Bye. Thank you guys so much.
Bye. Thanks for coming on.
You're welcome.
That's
a good job.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I think that you hit the nail on the head. I mean, he's just going to go. He's just going to skyrocket, you know.
Yes.
And I
knew that 2 years ago. I knew that.
Whether he wins American Idol or not, he may not win, but with the amount of everything that's gone viral already, people are going to know who he is, and he's just going to go up, which is fantastic, and he's young, and he's probably going to have a very prosperous and wonderful career. It's always fun to see people when they're able to achieve their dreams. I have yet to achieve mine. Maybe I'm a little jealous, but anyway.
Right. Okay, everybody. I'm at the Ghost Conference, so I'm not going to be available next week. So I've got a big thing going next week, and so I'll probably see you in a couple weeks, if not third week. We'll see what's going on, but yeah, I'm going to be out this next weekend. I'm back on tour for 4 days, so all right.
All righty. Well, hope everybody has a safe and fantastic week, and sounds like we'll be back for a past episode on Paranormal Horizons at 7 p.m. West Coast time, and as usual, it is my dinner time, so I'm going to go feed now. Hope everybody is great. Be nice to your neighbor, and we'll see y'all next time.
Hey, take care, everybody. Love and peace. Take care. Mahalo.